Hello, Mark Rourke with you today. And some research out from Finder suggesting that the cost of living crisis is still the main game in town and things are not getting any better, with an alarming amount of folks putting their hand up to say, yep, I've done a few things that aren't quite on the up and up to try and save a couple of extra bucks in the last 12 months. The head of consumer finance at Finder joins us to cover that now. Graham Cook, as always, a pleasure for you, Graham. Thank you so much for your time. Look, it's quite sad, firstly, that folks feel they have to need to do this, to do things unethically, shall we say, and illegal to try and get their head above water.
It is indeed. Good morning, Mark. How you doing? What's concerning here is the increase in these numbers over time. So if you look at 12 months before when we asked this question, as part of Finder's consumer sentiment tracker, it was about 5% of people who said they scanned something at the checkout as something of lower value. That's now up to 7%. And the percentage of people who had actually not paid for items at all at the self-checkout has doubled from 3.5% to 7% as well. So both of these are kind of on an increasing trend. And this is tied into increasing numbers in stress caused by grocery shopping in households in Australia. The percentage of families who say their grocery bill caused them financial stress has gone up from about 15% a couple of years ago to over 40% now. It's about the same percentage of people who are feeling financial stress because of the cost of their mortgage or their rent. So it just gives you an idea of what scale the grocery problem is in for households in Australia.
And when you look at that, I mean, 7%, if you look at that as a across the country average there, I mean, that's around 1.4 million people when it comes to saying, well, we've scanned something, I've bought this beautiful watermelon, I've changed it as an apple or something, and not paying for items at all. You get down to some of the other things away of people have saved a couple of extra bucks too. And 5%, Graham, saying they've lied to a provider to get a cheaper rate. So we're talking loans, insurance, and that's a bit dicey as well, because as we know that when you come, particularly with your insurance, right, you need to make a claim, they'll look back through. And if you've put down something that's not, all of a sudden you might find yourself, or you will find yourself, not covered.
Yeah, you need to be completely honest with your insurance provider if you're going to actually get insured for what you're proposing to be insured for. So lying on that form is definitely not the way to go. Things like loans as well, if you're going to be applying for a loan, you really need to be honest with the loan provider about your outstanding debt so you don't get into financial stress. And it's their obligation to check that before they loan to you. So you could be in difficulty there if you do that as well. But all of this overall just shows the cost of living pressure on households in Australia. With the supermarket debt thing, it's interesting to see news in the news cycle earlier this week of at least one supermarket in Queensland pulling their self-service checkouts completely due to increased theft. We've seen shoplifting mentioned in the annual reports of both Woolies and Coles last year. But at the same time, we're still seeing an increasing rollout of these self-service checkouts. So it's kind of interesting seeing both things happening simultaneously.
My suspicion, Graham, and you may have a view on this, my suspicion is particularly now that they've got some real-life data, we've had self-serve for quite a while now, and they've figured out that, well, the amount of money that we're losing via theft is this, that versus the amount of wages and et cetera we'll have to put a cheaper checkout on, one's less than the other, so that's why we're still seeing a greater rollout of self-serve.
Well, you know, it's definitely that. They'll be measuring stock loss against the cost of having staff on the checkout. And it's exactly just that number that's deciding whether or not they're going to continue to roll out these checkouts. And obviously, they are continuing to roll them out. What they are doing now is hedging that risk a little bit by installing more security measures at these checkouts, which is annoying customers generally across the board. So cameras that check whether you put in bananas on the counter, if they're actually bananas, and also cameras that check in shopping trolley to make sure that everything has been removed and put onto the countertop. And those are having some false flags in terms of asking people if they've genuinely scanned everything, and that's annoying some customers as well. We're seeing a certain proportion of consumers saying they want that level of security removed. But overall, it does kind of speed up the checkout process, and rather than queuing in front of a bunch of people who want everything scanned. So it's kind of up to you, and ideally you want to have both options available if you're going shopping.
Well, the things that are, apart from the loss of people having jobs there, the things that annoy me about self-serve is I walk in with three items and somebody's got a massive trolley load trying to put it through the self-serves themselves. And supermarkets, when you go through late at night, that's the time when you would want to go through the self-serve. They don't have that open. Then they only have one aisle open, Graham, and that's the same aisle that is linked to the cigarette counter. So now I'm stuck with my three items behind two people with big shopping loads and somebody that wants to buy a carton, and I just wanted to get in and get out.
Yeah, you're queuing up with all the odd people who shop late at night and people who stink of cigarettes and everything. It's definitely best avoided. Though, if you do shop later in the evening, that is the best time to get the markdown items. So towards the end of closing is when they'll mark down the items that are expiring soon. That's also when you see a lot of kind of students shopping, and anyone who is suffering with a kind of tight budget at the moment, that's a great time to actually go and get probably the best to get discounts you can get through the whole course of the day. You get stuff off and marked down 50%. So there is an opportunity there.
You did just say the odd people that shop at night, and Mel Disco told you that I was there shopping at night. So what aspersion you're casting on me there, Graham? Well, let alone. But look, again, a million ways to save. Obviously, you can sort of check for some, you know, weekly deals, coupons as well. And the most important thing, Graham, is just reach out if the finances are just getting very overwhelming to that point.
Yeah, there are resources available to anybody who's struggling. Another way to kind of make a bit of a better save with the supermarket for the moment is joining the loyalty programs, because they're starting to do now here what they have been doing for years in the UK, which is keeping particular discounts only for those who are members. So Woolworths have been doing this quite a bit. So you will, if you're willing to give up your data, you will get better discounts generally if you have the Woolworths card. I expect that to roll into Coles pretty soon. That's one other potential way to gain a little bit back against the covers.
Yeah, and the last one that kind of did surprise me, finishing back up onto the those who were saying that they did these things over the last 12 months, 1% saying they had left a cafe or restaurant without paying. I wouldn't have the you-know-what to do that. I wouldn't have the balls to do that, even if I wanted to.
Yeah, and you're probably going to end up all over social media. There was a family that did this in the UK last week, and I saw them all over a bunch of different media channels, and they got publicly shamed, which you deserve to do if you're going to go into a restaurant and order a bunch of food and leave. Though the positive news is when this restaurant posted on social media about the family doing this, the next day all the locals booked the restaurant out and they managed to make a decent amount of money back to cover the loss of the table. So, you know, there's positive spirit in the community in the end.
Oh, that's an amazing finish for them, and they would have ended up miles in front out of the end of it. A few things for us to keep in mind there. As always, a pleasure. Graham Cook, the head of Consumer Finance at Finder. Have a great rest of the day.
Thanks, Mark. Thank you.